All right, what's taken so long? Isaiah Thomas officially fired as head coach of the New York Knicks just moments ago. His New York Knicks, by the way, had just finished among the worst of the worst this basketball season just completed, after pretty much being the worst of the worst all season. And after that embarrassing sexual harassment trial that found the Knicks, and Thomas in particular, guilty of fostering an abusive workplace. Generally not good. Now, would any other business have put up so long with so much nonsense? Let us ask Lee Sweal, the Fox News legal analyst, and corporate trainer Margot Berman. Margot is the author of The Street Smart Advertising. Margot, I'm just surprised it took so long.
Well, in corporate America, it wouldn't take that long because just look at the water cooler language. You stand at the water cooler and everybody goes, oh my gosh, can you believe what somebody just said? Even a slight off-color joke isn't tolerated today. The difference is the standards are different. The code of conduct is different. They can get away with more in the entertainment industry and sports. It's different.
I'm going to leave the code out. You know what, Margo, I understand. I'm leaving the code out of it. Here's what I want to put back into it, Lee. Mm-hmm. The New York Knicks.
Right.
They beyond suck.
Right.
So now...
That's a good legal
term. I would have fired him.
Yeah,
you know, maybe a third of the way into the season when they're 80 games out of first place, right?
Let's see.
But they didn't.
He's a sexual harasser. And the team, what did you say?
No, I'm not good.
But
I'm leaving all sexual harassment out of it. I'm just saying,
crazy.
Performance. What have you done?
Every industry in our world is a performance industry. You don't do well, then you're out of there. It makes absolutely no sense except to say it's the old boys network, which says wink and a nod, you know, the sexual harassment stuff, we don't really care about. What got him fired was the non-performance, but it took so long. It's crazy. It doesn't make sense.
Well, you can be patient, but I mean...
No.
In the business world, should there be patience?
Well, no, in the business world, what would have happened, let's go back to the sexual harassment suit, is once that suit was filed, he would have been put on, you know, maybe paid administrative leave, maybe unpaid, but he would have been taken off the roster. Once that verdict came in, he would have been out of there, Neil. It makes no sense. And then even if you're a star performer, he still would have been out of there.
Margo, what do you make of that?
Well, I don't think they would have kept him that long. And I think if he were a CEO of a corporation, you know, you just can't tolerate that kind of behavior. You just can't. What's acceptable, of course, in the entertainment industry is not acceptable anywhere else.
But Margo, I have seen some CEOs stay on at companies that just sort of meander, you know, because either they have a lock on the board or they have photos of their board members in compromising positions. I don't know.
Well, you know,
I've seen that happen. But it's a less forgiving environment, right?
Well, it is a much less forgiving environment. It has to be, because you have to watch all the people that are working. In sports entertainment, you know, millions and millions of dollars are exchanged across the table for one person or two people. Here, there's a lot of other people who are caring for their families, and that just is not tolerated.
But if he's not even, this is what gets me, is I could see the toleration if he was doing a fabulous bang-up job, like, you know, jobs, forget about the sexual harassment, we'll wink and nod at that. But he's doing a terrible job. How do you account for that? That makes no sense. I mean, you could talk about old boys network, but even so, the old boys don't protect the old boy that isn't doing good by them.
I mean, couldn't they find someone else who could do the job?
You would think so, and to be paying all these millions of dollars to this guy who's brought all this embarrassment to them and then not be doing a good job, I don't see any other corporate industry, even the entertainment industry.
So, Margo, why do you think there were different rules that applied to Isaiah Thomas? Just because I think you said that the entertainment and sports worlds are different?
Of course. It's always different rules for people in that industry. Industries are different. There's not one code of conduct for one. It's like the code of conduct has multiple personalities.
So forget about the code of conduct. But forget about the code of conduct. Isn't it about performance? Whatever you're doing, whatever industry you're in, whether you're, you know, delivering milk or the postman, or you got to deliver the milk,
perform or perish.
Publish or perish.
He's done.
It's not acceptable.
It's not acceptable. It'd be like, you know, hosting a financial show and getting, you know, maybe thousands of viewers.
Emails.
Wait a minute. All right, wait.